And I'm dying to try. I want it all.
Waves, I Want It All is it's about kind of how we felt we were making waves in the music industry, or even the local scene here in Winnipeg. We, at the beginning of 2011 to 2015, with our old band, we didn't really understand what it took to get your name out there and what it took to get your songs heard. So Waves, I Want It All is just saying, like, I want that recognition from the local scene or from the Canadian scene. And it's just kind of a confident way of saying we're making waves, you know.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, when you're in the studio recording, or when you're up on a stage?
I've always said I like recording the best. I feel that it's just, there's so much creativity there. And everyone's focused on the same thing, which is songwriting. And that sometimes is hard to get when you're just jamming or rehearsing for a set. So I will say I feel most comfortable, and I feel like the best part about music for me is in the studio. But there is that feeling on stage when you have a lot of fans that are singing your songs, dancing. That's something that I could never live without. And it's been really hard with COVID to not play for people. So I'm going to say probably most of the band would say live on stage, but I'm going to say studio record.
You have played a lot around Manitoba in the club scene and on the festival circuit, and you've shared a stage with a bunch of notable bands, including Royal Tusk and Jet Set Satellite. Can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
To me, it was Royal Tusk. We just played a show with Royal Tusk, Broken Love, and Sights and Sounds. And Broken Love was the band I was following really closely since they first came out with music. I think it was late 2019, or it might have been this year. Anyways, awesome band. I was so excited to share the stage with them. And Royal Tusk, I mean, I've been following them for a very long time. Super good band as well, and just super nice guys. So it was really cool to be on a rock bill with so many great names. To me, that was the most memorable. But we had an awesome time with Jet Set Satellite and the Legacies as well. So,
what's the very worst piece of advice anyone's ever tried to give you about this career?
The worst piece of advice? I think some people have told me that I need to do things certain ways, that I can't. I think vocally is where I feel people say you have to be this or you have to be that. Your songwriting has to be this or that. You have to pick one. And I think over the years I've found people are much more receptive if you just make the music you want to make. You do have to find your sound. You do have to be a bit of a brand and an image. But I think as soon as we just kind of let go of all that, we're like, we're just going to make music we love. I'm going to sing the way I want to sing. So I think maybe that's the worst advice is you have to do it this way because there's no right way to do music, which I'm learning every day.
You alluded to this a little, but it is really hard for musicians making plans right now, and you've had to delay the release of your new EP and I'm sure a bunch of touring because of the COVID virus. But what do you think's on the horizon for you over the next few months?
Yeah, it was tough. We were supposed to release the EP May 30th, and now everything's delayed. We're going to be releasing the single Waves, which you heard today, officially with a lyric video. And then we have another single coming out, I would say within the next 3 to 4 months. And that's about all I'll say right now. We're still kind of planning things. venues just started opening up, so we're thinking maybe we'll do an EP release here in Winnipeg. Maybe it'll be a live stream. I'm not sure yet. So,
where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of upcoming releases and performances?
You can check us out on northernroyals.com, which has links to all of our social media as well as streaming platforms. But you can go to facebook.com/northernroyals, Instagram @northernroyals. And like I said, we're on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, To the Floor. What can you tell me about that one?
To the Floor was in a weird phase between when the Autopilots had to change her name. We released 3 singles, Against the Grain, To the Floor, and Falling. So we were kind of exploring her sound. I think To the Floor is probably the most heavy we've ever been. Some people like it, some don't. I think that's kind of something that we're moving away from. But dynamically, it's a really cool song. A lot of studio magic was put into that.
It's always been actually one of my favorites that I play the most on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat one, but it's definitely different, I think, from our new stuff. But
love the new stuff and can't wait to hear the rest of the EP. Evan, thanks so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thanks for having me.
Being normal, holding me into the floor. And then you feel the pain.